We had this chos for the last 2 days to lig in the Tosfos. This chos for the last 2 days to really begin to appreciate the opening Tosfos in our parak. 2 days ago we focused on the end of Shir, the first half of Tosfos. Yesterday the second half of Tosfos. 2 days that we had a chance to appreciate that there's a whole stack of unspoken steps. They are clearly at work in the middle of the Tosfos. After they begin to answer the opening kasha, they point out that clearly there's an underlying hanacha. Tosfos had said the Mishnah does not have these dinim, but the Braisa does. And then the Tosfos jumped. We came to realize the Tosfos clearly is assuming really the answer is the Mishnah doesn't have it because these dinim are pashut, which then is more the question, well then how come the Tosefta does have these dinim? And that had been the focus of the rest of Tosfos. What's pshat with the Tosefta? Tosfos begins by asking what's pshat with the Mishnah, but they shift. So what's pshat with the Tosefta? How come the Tosefta does have these dinim? Aren't these dvarim shutim? After all, apparently that's why. Again, as Tosfos implies that it doesn't say there's, that's why the Mishnah doesn't have it, because it's pashut. So pashut, we actually wonder how come the Tosefta does bother to tell me these dinim. And we saw two terutzim to that question. Right? Opening day in Tosfos had said that the Chiddush is Mukdashin. It's not patently obvious that Basa B'Chalav is relevant to Mukdashin. I could have said Einas B'Chalav, sir. Okay? And then the Rashbam had said, no, the Chiddush and the Tosefta is not Mukdashin, the Chiddush and the Tosefta is Chutzla. So why is that not patently obvious? It's not. As we began to look at yesterday, he said, I could have imagined there's a hekesh to Bikurim. And told later by a Tosa pointed out, this idea, this Einfall of the Rashbam, that one could have imagined a hekesh between Bikurim and Baz B'Chalav, they said it explains two things. Rashbam used to explain the Tosefta is the beginning of Kalabasar, or Perek Baz B'Chalav, Perek Ches in the Tosefta. And the later by Tosfos used to explain the Gemara Rishis Hageis. I could have imagined that Bikurim would have applied all over the world. Why? Because of the Hekesh. Or here, I could have imagined that Basa B'Chalav would not apply all over the world. I could have imagined Basa B'Chalav only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because of the Hekesh. Hekesh should go right away. And then yesterday we had a chance at the end of Shir to think about what lies beyond Tosfos. The next step that Tosfos doesn't speak about, so what does this hekesh, this such a fascinating hekesh, so what do you do with it? If it's not relevant to the halachas that we saw yesterday, the Sfarno and Rav Kuperman, it might not be relevant to the halacha, but it might be relevant to understanding time to come. And this pasuk, as Sfarno points out, is giving expression, the hekesh between Bikurim and Basa B'Chalav, is giving expression to the Tama mitzvah for Basa B'Chalav that the Rambam develops. It has to do with Avodah Zarah. So that's why the Sfarno says it's together with Bikurim. Don't engage in fertility, pagan fertility rites like mixing Basar and Chalav, the Gedi with its milk, those symbols of fertility, no. And don't take Bikurim, which are also symbols of fertility, and bring them to Beis Avodah Zarah. Rather, stay far away from the Basar B'Chalav, and the Bikurim have to come to Beis HaMikdash instead. And by the way, one more Nakuda, which I neglected to mention yesterday, it also might explain the larger context, that the Torah, in all three times, the Torah has Basar B'Chalav in what's a larger anti-Avodah Zarah context. Parshas Re'eh is primarily about Isuri Avodah Zarah and Harchakas Avodah Zarah, and Mishpatim and Kisisa, where you have the Reish Dukra and Masa Tavi Beis Shem Kechel Zvash Gidi Bechalei Vimo. Why are those psukim so familiar? Because you hear them on Yom Tov. Because it's by some of the parshios of Aliyah Regel, which is also, Aliyah Regel is also, there's an inherent mitzvah of value in Aliyah Regel, but the Rambam develops the idea, Aliyah Regel is also a harchaka from Avodah Zarah. Because around a hard critical point in the agricultural cycle, the Avodah Zarah would go to visit the Avodah Zarah. So the Torah says you better be extra careful, stay far away from Avodah Zarah all year long, but extra careful comes Zman HaAsif, comes Zman HaKatzir, and so on and so forth, and make sure instead you're coming to Beis HaMikdash. So the Alila Regal also has an overlay of Hachakam and Avodah Zarah, as does Bikurim, Dafka the Beis HaMikdash, as does Basa Zohar. That's sort of the next step after Tosis. What the Hekesh does do for us, not a level of Drasha, but a level of Shulash HaMikra driving forward time to corrupt. Yes, let's take a look now at the Rashba, by contrast, and at the Ritva. Looking at the Rashba will take us back to the beginning of Tosis. Lishin Dekroa Nokats. The Rashba is going to have some difference from the Ritva, from the Tosis, and the Ritva is going to take a step or two further. Lishin Dekroa Nokats. Let's skip the first 2 lines for now. We'll come back and make some soon for the first lines of the Rashba. And picking up from the footnote number 2, Bahadlo Tanahacha Benoi Bechol Nidashim, says the Rashba, Kiddisana. How come we don't have the same formula of Nevuchum Mugdash and have in 6 other Prakim of our Masechta? The Alpha God, why isn't it here? And the din is true, it is Nevuchum Mugdash. After all, Alpha God does not call Mugdash and Noe, Kiditayim B'Tosef, the Tosef, it tells me it applies to Mugdash. But Basu B'Chal, the Tosef says, Basu B'Chal, Noe, Ba'aretz B'Chutzart, B'Snei Abash, B'Snei Abash, Bein shal chulin, bein shal mukdashin, bein shal chayav yof, asu l'ashu b'chalav. That's the Rashba's girsa in the Tosefta. So the Tosefta has all these dinim. He's asking it less as Tosefta could say, why couldn't Tosefta? Mishnah is saying, the din is true. You see in Tosefta, the din is true. So 6 other Prakim Mishnahis have that formula. Why doesn't our parrot have that formula? Elahacha, lishna ketiya noka. Here, it's a cut-off language. The language of our Mishnah is more clipped. It's a more brief. Our Mishnah is more concise. Those other 6 other prakim, they're very verbose. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutzaretz, bein b'chulim, bein m'yubiyash, the whole chagad, the whole pizman. The whole formula keeps getting repeated. So the Rashba says, all the other, those 6 other prakim, the Tana who wrote the Mishnah gave you something more expensive. Our Mishnah is more clipped. Now, is that an answer or is that a question? It sounds like he's trying to answer, but you might say, well, he's just, what did he answer? He just rephrased the question. I know, that was my problem. How come our Mishnah is different? Manishtana Mishnah Zos from 6 other Mishnahs, from Parakeh Mishnah, Aleph and Parak Vav Mishnah, Parak Zayin Mishnah, Parak Yud Mishnah, Parak Yud Aleph Mishnah, Parak Yud Bez Mishnah, whereas here, Parak Ches Mishnah is different as well. Here it's more clear, yeah.
I think he's about to explain that really it's an answer in that it does say the same thing.
Right.
Just more briefly.
He's not explaining yet why it doesn't. The first thing he's saying very good is we really did say it. When the Mishnah says kol habasar, all meat. So we, when we started the Mishnah 2 days ago, we said, what do you mean all meat? And all meat except for dog and mechagam. So he said, the Gemara is going to point out. That means, but we are including oaf. Right? All meat means even chayav yof. Rashi tells us when you get to Kutyur Gimel, the machokas, chayav oaf is a fleshik, meatar is a fleshik, midrabanan. Okay, but that's the meduber. It's chayav yof. It's other species. What the Rashba adds is kol doesn't only include other species. Kol also includes, as you said, other statuses. One axis is all meat, even not only gedi, but even other behemos, and even chay, and even hof, and not only chulin, but even mukdashin, kol habasar, all the meat. Uva art, there ought to be a comma here or a period. Uva art of chutzar lo itzrichle. That's the missing piece. Okay, you dealt with chul mukdashin, but how about when and where? The arts of chutzar b'fnei abayis tov b'fnei abayis. Is that also included in kol habasar? You could have said, yeah, it means everything. But the Rashba doesn't think so. The Rashba thinks the word kol habasar, the terminology kol habasar only includes chul mukdashim. Why? Probably because it's another type of meat. Right? These are 2 different specimens of meat. Here's meat from an animal which is chulin, and here's meat from an animal which you makdash. So these are both pieces of meat would be included in kol habasar. But the question of where or when, B'fnei Abayis, Shlo B'fnei Abayis is a question of when, during the time of Jewish history, United States makes or not. And a question of where, Ba'aris, B'chutzaris, why is that Kolot Basar? It's the same piece of meat, it's just a different place. So the Rashba doesn't think that Kol HaBasar can include Eretz Yisrael and Chutzar. That's not another piece of meat, that's just another scenario. So he's still wondering, I understand why the Mishnah didn't need to say Beferish, Bein Chul and Bein Mukdashin, the way the other Mishnah is doing the other problem, because we said Kol HaBasar. That's a more efficient way of expressing it. Gevaldik. Okay. So the Mishnah didn't leave out, says the Rashba, didn't leave out Bein B'chul Bein Mukdashin. It said it very quickly by saying Kol. But why didn't the Mishnah tell me the Erev Ba'aretz B'chutz La'aretz? So for that he says, oh, well, it's Trichlei. That doesn't need to be said. Chovos HaGufi, you know, Bein B'aretz B'chutz La'aretz. It's obvious that it applies even B'chutz La'aretz because it's a Chovos HaGuf. Again, that's the Mishnah working out for the Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav. The Mishnah says B'Ferish in the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin. That a mitzvah she'ena tluya ba'aretz, a non-agricultural mitzvah, chovas aguf. It's not a chovas karkas, a chovas aguf, it's a personal chiv, nothing to do with the soil, so you assume that it applies all over the world. So the Rashba is doing what? He's number one saying, he's more taken by, in terms of Tosvos, you would say, who's the Rashba line up with? Which day in Tosvos? The first day in Tosvos, right? He seems to think there is a tradition saying, that Baruch B'chalav applies even to Mugdash. It's true, Tosefta says it, and it's a Chiddush. There's no Chiddush in saying, it's obvious. There's no Chiddush in saying that it applies to Chutzah, that's a Milsa D'Pshita. Okay, so at first glance, you look at the Rashba quickly, say, okay, he's basically saying the first day in Tosefta. Is he really saying the first day in Tosefta?
No.
No. How so?
Because
he
kind of
says it's not
Milsa. The Mishnah was
Mechadish
by saying,
cool. Ooh, right. The fundamental difference between Tosefta and the Rashba is Tosfos, Rashi doesn't have any of that, any of the implied steps that Tosfos is implying don't appear in the Rashba, because Tosfos' first move was to say, what was the first thing Tosfos said in answering any question? The Mishnah before that. Tosfos never said it's Pashik, Tosfos implied it's Pashik. Oh, exactly. So the first thing Tosfos said is it's Taka, not in the Mishnah, but the Braisa has it. And then you have to figure out, so why is it not in the Mishnah, why is it in the Braisa? But the Rashba rejects that. Rashba says it is in the Mishnah. The Tosfos moves on. Most of Tosfos, as we saw the last 2 days, most of Tosfos is not dealing with the Shvera Mishnah. Most of Tosfos is dealing with the Shvera Tosefta. They say, oh, the Mishnah doesn't have Tosefta, does. Oh, but if it's so Pashut, why Tosefta have it? 80%, 70% of Tosfos is, how come the Tosefta does have it, isn't it Pashut? The Rashba never gets to that. The Rashba says, No. Tosfos says it's taka not in the Mishnah. Rashba says, wait, it is in the Mishnah. Didn't you see? I mean, I didn't see any form of the Mishnah. He says, no. Kol ha, the word kol habasar means bein b'chulim, bein mukdashin. Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos said the Mishnah left it out. The Tosefta has it, but the Mishnah left it out. The Rashba says, no, the Mishnah did say it. Hacha lishna ketiyah nakat. Lishna ketiyah means the language of the Mishnah is clipped. It's cut short. Meaning, we did say the material, the same dinim, some of the same dinim, just in a briefer format. We did not say, the Rashba says. The Rashba agrees with Tosfos. The Mishnah never said, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Mechutz La'aretz, but the Rashba says it. We don't need to. But we did say, B'chul M'Ugdashat. Not that the Mishnah didn't have it, but Tosefta had it. And then, as you saw yesterday, you have to say a little bit of a Chiddush, not so much of a Chiddush. It's pretty Pashut, but it's not 100% Pashut, so pretty far, Pasha enough, the Mishnah didn't have to say it, but a little bit of the Chiddush, that's what the Tosefta said. No. Rashba doesn't get involved in all that complexity. He said the Mishnah did say it. The Mishnah did say it. He comes to some of the same content as the first day in Tosfos, maybe. He doesn't tell us why he thinks it's a Chiddush that no Ibn Mukdashin. Okay, maybe he holds like the first day in Tosfos. I would have said it in Sechal Lutzer. He definitely rejects the Rashbam. He definitely thinks that B'chul B'noi B'chutzaris is very Pashut, but he doesn't get involved in saying in the Tosefta. Tosefta is background. It's all about the Viraj, but it's all about the Mishnah. And the Mishnah did say it. So on the one hand, you see this? You see that in the Rashba?
Yeah.
Yes, no, maybe? You see the difference between the Rashba and Tosfos? And what the Rashba gains, let's talk about what the Rashba gains, and what becomes complicated now. What the Rashba gains by doing this, is instead of saying the same Tosfos approach, the talk of the Mishnah doesn't have it, the only Tosefta has it. Rashba says, no, the Mishnah does is Merameh. Didn't say it quite the same way, but the Mishnah is really Merameh to the din that Basa B'chol is Noeg bin. Bin Mukdashin, what the Rashba gains is you don't have to start explaining why the Mishnah doesn't have it, the Bar Tosefta does have it. How come? It is a Chiddush, it's not a Chiddush. Glot. The Mishnah has it also. And in terms of that, Tosefta is smoother. Yeah?
The Rashba would just answer by saying like the Tosefta is just extra and the Mishnah is just clay.
Ooh. See, what the Rashba, the problem the Rashba does open is if the Mishnah does say it, Tosfos right away says the Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah doesn't say it. We'll figure out why. Maybe because it's a double question. Okay, then we have to figure out what's going on to Tosefta. But Tosfos is done with the Mishnah pretty quickly. The Mishnah doesn't say it. Done. The Rashba, if the Mishnah does say it, then the question is, well, why? Meaning, not why in terms of the dinim, but I don't understand. You want to say it? You don't want to say it. If you talk, I want to say it. There's a way to say it. And that's the way the Ran says that Kasha prepares. He says, I understand. You talk, I want to say it. So why not say it the way all the other Mishnahis do? So where Tosfos is, one difference between the Rashba and Tosfos, we're saying, is Tosfos shifts their focus to the Tosefta, whereas the Rashba stays in the Mishnah all the time. Another difference is Tosfos right away shifts their focus to content, to the dinim. Is this din pasha? Is this din not pasha? Why should it? Is it obvious to me that the din is its noy b'chutzar? Is it not obvious? Is it obvious that the din is noy b'chutzar? Not. Let's get involved in content. In yisachal aliser, hakish to bikurim v'chulu v'chulu. The Rashba is getting involved in lashon. The Rashba is saying, well, the Mishnah does say it, but in a different way. Lishna ketiyanaka, and that is really what's driving the ritva. Because the question that the Rashba is open is, I don't understand. If it's Taka Chiddush, there's no Ibu Mukdashin, and the Mishnah needed to say it, so there are six other Mishnahis that say that a standard way. Why is this Mishnah non-standard? Mainly you're not saying, okay, you say, Basachov, the din is more Pasha. If it does need to be said, what's going on with this? And that, I think, is what's driving the Ritva. Let's take a look. Kasha l'Rabbanan Zal. Now, when he says Rabbanan, Zechron l'Racha, he doesn't mean like the Rabbanan like the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Right? He means his Rebbeim, his the rabbis, the last couple of generations of Rishonim have all been bothered by this problem. We saw the Tosfos, we saw the Rashba. There are more Rishonim also, by the way. The Rabban has a discussion, the Rabban has a complicated discussion about this, the Zerah talks about it, the Rabban talks about it. Everyone's talking about this is all the Rishonim are handling. This is the first topic all the Rishonim are talking about in the Mishnah. In this prayer. It's so striking the way our Mishnah is so different from all the other Mishnahs. Came out of the Tanya, Gabi Tanan, Gabi Ginanasha, Gabi Osmez Beno, two out of six examples. It says the din is certainly true. Vade Basu Bechala, Chomus Hagufu, it's not agricultural, and therefore Noi Bechamakam Chosman. It applies even everywhere, every time, even in Chutzarat, even in the Dobe Samikdash. And what then? You know, it moves Ashen, and the Tosefta tells me. It's not as patently obvious, but the Tosefta says it. The question is the same, more or less the same as we saw in it's almost exactly the way Rashba asked it, and basically the way Tosfos asked it too. Yeah, what were you going to say, Dietz?
I was going to ask, is the Ritva explaining why the Rashba didn't say straight out, he uses
Kalam. Oh, so he doesn't address the Rashba directly. Well, let's see what the Ritva does, but I think that's where he's really... let's see where the Ritva goes, and the Ram puts the pieces together more.
Rabbi was saying, sir.
Yeah, but I think the Ritva is going to help us to understand. We left, you look at the Rashba, so he closes one door but opens another door. He solves some of the things that are problematic about Tosfos. He cleans it up in terms of, you don't have to say in terms of content, that this din is like sort of a chiddush, not such a chiddush, and that's what it seems to emerge from Tosafot. It's not enough the chiddush that the Mishnah has to say, but there's still a bit of a chiddush that the Braisa has to say. The Rashi says, no, the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah just said it a different way. So there's less complexity in terms of the dinim, but there's more complexity in terms of the language. Because now, instead of being in between in terms of the content, like this din needs to be said by the Braisa, not by the Mishnah, it is said by both, but the Mishnah is saying it in a funny way. You're not saying it at all, but you're also not saying it the way you said it in six other Mishnahs. But that, the Rashi doesn't answer that question, but if you look at the Ritva, the way the Ritva deals with this, I think we'll look back at the Rashba and then it fits the place. Yeah.
But the Rashba does distinguish between the Dina a little bit.
Yeah.
He says that Mukdashin was necessary to state, but the Futsal Aretz and because it's Kobas Guf, not Kobas, or not Tuliba Aretz, so obviously it's
correct, correct. No, right. In that sense, he is getting involved in what Tosk gets involved in the end, which is which one is a Chidush.
But then,
he doesn't have layers of. Tosfos never says it, but the implication of Tosfos, Cheshbon Tosfos have like different levels of Chiddush. It's like enough of the Chiddush has to be in the Mishnah, and not a Chiddush at all doesn't even belong to Tosefta. That's your question was why is it even in Tosefta at all? So apparently, there's a middle step where and enough of the Chiddush to be in Tosefta, but not enough of the Chiddush to be in the Mishnah.
But doesn't the Rashba need that same middle step to say that it was in the Tosefta but not the Mishnah?
No, he says the Mishnah does say. He says. Both the Mishnah and the Tosefta. Oh, I mean, how come the Tosefta said? Yeah, but even Tosas assumed that it could be. We just said one. There's a standard formula. So once one of them is Chiddush, we skip the whole standard formula, right? The first day Tosas didn't think that Chutzaris is a Chiddush, and Rashbam doesn't say anything. Mukdash is a Chiddush.
So the Tosefta is following the formula of the Mishnah.
Yeah, but the question is, so the Tosas thought. That there's nothing in the Mishnah, nothing, none of these demons is enough for the Chiddush to warrant getting into the Mishnah. But one of them is enough for the Chiddush to get into the Tosef. It's like different levels of Mechudishness. How big a Chiddush, how many Chiddush points do you have? Like a really good Chiddush that has to even be in the Mishnah, or not at all the Chiddush, not in the Tosef, or sort of in between. So Tosef implies, again, he never said that, but if you Chiddush Mechudish Tosef, that's what seems to emerge. The Rashba is Nishmar Mikosef. The Rashba is, he says, this is a Chiddush, that's not a Chiddush, and this is a Chiddush, both the Mishnah and Tosef to say. Even the Mishnah said it. You didn't notice, because you weren't Medayik, the Rashba said. Read more carefully. What do you mean, call Abasa? It's very clever. It's very clever, it's very elegant. Only problem is, well, how come all the other Mishnahs have a standard formula? If you want to say, it's very clever, you came with a new way of saying it, but why don't you say it? That's you learn that Rashba and you wonder about that question. He doesn't really address that. So I'm saying, let's put the Rashba aside for now. Let's take a peek at the Ritva. He's got a new approach with his own ideas, and it will help us, I think, with the Rashba too. Yeah.
But the other Mishnahis have that formula because they're either coming to exclude an opinion of someone or to teach you an additional Kiddush. But here, why would you want to lengthen the Mishnah just...
Well, we're coming to teach you that it's a no even mukdashim.
Yeah, but if we learn that according to the Rashi, we learn that already from here. Then, meaning we learn if it's the same dinim in the Tosef down here, what's the like? There's no reason why it should be the same formula as the other Mishnahs.
What do you mean?
Because the other Mishnahs were written in that way to exclude an opinion of someone, or
so vice here too. Though maybe the other Mishnahs also could have been written in a briefer.
Yeah, but the reason. Yeah. The Gemara later on says that the reason why it says the formula for all these prakim is to exclude different opinions that are...
I understand, but here also we're excluding that I could have had a Havamin, apparently. Tarsh wasn't explaining why, Tosas did. Apparently he plainly agrees, I could have imagined the Bas Pahal was not Noeg B'Mukdash, and we need to tell you, no, it is Noeg B'Mukdash. You should know it's Noeg B'Mukdash.
Yeah, but there's no opinion that says it's not. So since we're not...
Oh, that's why. Yeah. So here's the reason. Close the Kuyam, maybe? Okay, maybe. Maybe close the Kuyam. All the other ones, what about
hope? No. Not all of them are in opinion. Not all of them. One of them is because like, it's in the same pasuk as Kachin, so you might have thought it only has Kachin.
Which is very similar to actually what the Rashbam says. Yeah. So. So there may be more than one answer. Right? The Rashbam doesn't explain why. You could suggest. Here it's, getting back, it's less of a Kiddush. Less of a Kiddush. Okay. Let's take a look at what the Ritva takes. Ritva is thinking out of the box. Let's see. Up until now, everyone's been assuming That's one number. That's one number. First, let's read the words. Yesh Loma, here in the Mishnah. Footnote number 5. Yesh Loma. The Hadalom Tanya Acha. You know why we didn't say it here? Mishim Delotani, Tana, Nohe, Veino, Nohe, Elba Davishu, Baru. We only use the standard formula that appears in the six other prakim of Nohe be this, and Nohe be that. We only use that formulation by a Davishu, Baru, an item which is clear. I mean, it's clear. Mefarish also Hadin, Heichi, Nohe, Gomenohe. The thing is clear, but now we want to explain how does it apply? When does it apply? The detail. Hacha dina gufa itzrich lashmina. I mean, the thing is clear, but here the thing is not, the din itself needs to be told. So the answer is lying in the vayitin. As you keep reading, it begins to become clear what written means. Fasa b'chala bishulo bi'alma asr afilu eino ochel mimenu. Here we need to tell you the very core din that there is an isser of bishul basar b'chala, even if there's no eating going on. Well, why is that a kiddush? So the Torah says lo sirashal gediba hadiva. The lo teima dahayd b'ksev lo sirashal hani lebash v'lecha. I might have thought, and the Torah says lo sirashal means don't cook and then eat. But I might have thought that cooking per se, cooking alone, is fine. It's all about the eating. Kamash malan da filu bishul b'luchud aser v'chayi v'alav. Ah, the chiddush is you should know that cooking is in and of itself already forbidden, even if I don't plan to eat. I'm doing a chemistry experiment. So I'm heating a beaker that has some milk extracts and some meat extracts. I'm not planning to eat anything that comes out of that beaker afterwards. I'm just doing an experiment. Or I work for a dog food company. And a lot of the dog food on the market in America is basar b'chala d'oraisa. If you want to know more about animal canine nutrition, you can research. But a lot of dog food is basar b'chala d'oraisa. Something, by the way, we have to be keeping our eyes on later on, because it's a very practical nafkamina. The third isser of basar b'chala is hana. So how often is a Orthodox Jew going to be interacting with basar b'chala? Do you have a chance to be nana from basar b'chala? The answer is, if you own a dog, one of the halachic issues that comes up in owning a dog is you got to make sure that your dog food is not basar b'chala, which would doraisa, which would be asar b'hana. A lot of dog food is mamash asar b'hana. You can't eat yourself. You can't feed your dog. Okay. I work in a dog food company. I'm not eating this. There'd be nana from it. Okay. Am I allowed to cook it if I'm not going to eat it? Am I allowed to cook? I'm not going to be nana from it. Doing an experiment. I'm cooking for someone else. Whatever the case may be. Is the cooking itself aser? Lahachatani called that's a chiddush. That's what we have to say. Call a bus aser levashel. We weren't ready. In other words, the Ritva says, it's not that we skipped. Up until now, we've been assuming we sort of like skipped the formula from the six other prakim. We skipped right away to step number 2. The Ritva says just the opposite. We're not. The formula is step number 2. We are starting from step number 1. What do you mean? In other words, Gidan Asha, the Dover, going back to what he said before. All the other ones are Barer. What do you mean the Dover is Barer? I mean, I know by all the other 6 what the verb is. Gidan Asha, I know what the din of Gidan Asha is. It's Asr to eat it. I know what the din of Osva is Beno is. It's Asr to Shecht in that way. Kisi Adam is a mitzvah to do Kisi Adam. Reish HaGeiz a mitzvah to give Reish HaGeiz. Shiloh HaKein a mitzvah to do Shiloh HaKein. What do we leave out? Zorah HaKein a mitzvah to give to the Kohen. But all those other 6, I know what the verb is, what the action is. I'm not allowed to do X, I'm a mechuyav to do Y. It's clear what that's what he meant. But all of them, it's the davar shehu barur. The basic verb is clear. And the question is, okay, but when does it apply? Where does it apply? Oh, what type does it? You get into details. He says all the other 6 prakim are starting with step 2. I know what Gidan Asha means. There's a thing you're not allowed to eat. And now let's talk about when, where, why. He says, it's not Shabbos B'chol, we're skipping all of that. Adrabah. Baraz v'chal, we're starting further back from step one. I don't even know what the verb is. Baraz v'chal is what? You're not allowed to eat, not allowed to cook. You have to explain. We need to have a sentence. The other ones don't have a sentence. There's no verb. We need to jump right into no egg, ain't no egg. Here we have to explain. We couldn't just say, Basar b'chalav, no egg, ain't no egg. I mean, Basar b'chalav is no egg, but art b'chutzar. What do you mean, Basar b'chalav? Eating it or cooking it? So the Ritva says, Adrava, Basar b'chalav, we know less. We know less. The mission needs to, before we can talk about the details of when it applies and where it applies, first have to tell me, what is the forbidden activity? And the Chiddush is, as he says, even the Mishnah comes to tell me, Kamash Valan, once again, Da'afilu Vishal B'luchud, Asta V'chayimala. That's the Chiddush. Even if I'm going to cook, but I'm not going to eat it, that too is Chayim. And, one second, so then why don't we get to the no-egg piece? He said, that's how we couldn't begin right away with Basar B'chalav, no egg, etc. Because first we have to explain that Bishul is Asar. So we have to begin called Basar Asar Levasho. And then he says, V'kayil v'tani ha'cha kol ha'basar bein chulin bein mukdashin bein ba'aretz bein b'chutzaret. Ah! But once we have that opening sentence that requires a verb of Levashel, so then already, there's a reason why we didn't start with a formula, because we weren't ready for the formula. But once we write another sentence, so we write it in a way that includes those other dinim. Kol ha'basar. Here he's saying, more briefly, the point that the Rajman made more expansively. The kol ha'basar includes not only chaya and ov, but it includes muktashim. And by the way, unlike the Rajma, the Ritva thinks it also includes bars v'chutzlars. So he says that we couldn't start with the formula the way we did in the other six prakim, because before you can even get to the details, which is what the formula is about, we need to first tell you there's an Isser Bishul, Bishul itself is a Ma'aser. And once we say that, we end up figuring out in that opening sentence, you can use the word kol to include all the other form, all the material of the formula. And then they go on to say, you're also not allowed to eat even without Bishul, and so on, and so forth. So what he ends up doing, the Ritva, is a fascinating take. He says you have to start from, we're starting from a different place. You have to realize that I need to know this Bishul. It's not so possible that the Bishul should be Asar on its own. We'll come back to that point in a moment. So Memela, now if you look back at the Rajva, Shmak. The Rajva just said, well, the Dinim are all there. Albeit in a different way. Why Dafka in a different way? So I'm not sure. So Kobe points out there may be other reasons why, you know, this Mishnah merited being phrased in a briefer way, but at least one possibility is what the Ritva said. Well, there's a reason why we needed to have this briefer way, because the Ritva says it's not just briefer, actually it's briefer in terms of arts and chutzarts, but it's longer in terms of actually including the word le-va-shel. Not just le-chal, but bishul alone is asim. And once we have to say that, in the Meila, we use the word kol in that sentence. At any rate, there's no point, no need to say no egg, bars, and chutzar. We would like, and the Ran talks about this, Ritva sort of unpacks it a little more. Normally, we like to, Mishnah's like to have a certain pattern, and you stick with the pattern. The Ein Deins, the end of the first parak of Megillah, and the Mishnah's, and the series of Mishnah's, and the first parak of Ar Masecht, and the Chulin. Mishnah is definitely like using certain patterns, Sirchei Nakai. But here there was a reason why we need to say it differently. Okay, so once we have to say Levasho, so if we use the word kol, that includes all those dinim. We're not going to repeat the formula for no reason. If there's a chiddush, we'll tell you using that formula. We already said it with the word kol means everything. Done. Gedol. Shmak. One final point. Because now the Ritva, again, took the Rajma and explained a lot. Of course, Ritva, even now, but now again, each time, right? Rajma looked at Tosfos, he dealt with problems that remained in Tosfos, but he opened new problems. That's, now we look at the Ritva. Ritva is giving you Rajma plus, right? He's explaining why we start with Kalbasa, because he says, oh, we need to tell you Bishul, it's not so Pashit. But of course, one of the remaining questions, why is Bishul not so Pashit? After all, the Torah says, Lo Sabasha Levit Echal Edimo. It's a Chiddush that Bishul means, that the second time Torah says Bishul, that means eating. Why isn't it obvious that the first time Torah says Bishul means just cooking? Well, why is there such a big chiddush? You need to tell me. Isn't that what the pasuk says? the answer is something Mitchell will be returning to again over the next couple, next couple of weeks or months. The Kesef, there's a line in the Kesef Mishnah, Tumas Meis Perak Alf Alacha Beis. How do you find that? You find that by looking at Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel has a beautiful shtickle in Sefer Lakachtov, where he suggests that we often make the mistake of thinking that Gzeiros are always Rabbanan, that Siyagim are always Rabbanan. He says it's not true. Many Siyagim are Rabbanan, most Siyagim are Rabbanan, but there certainly are Gzeiros Daraisa, Siyagim Daraisa. In other words, Dinam Daraisa, whose purpose is to protect the different than Daraisa. And he says, you might think that this is very surprising. So let me give you 15 examples. 20 examples. He's like, snows you under. Just like one after another. Here and there and around here. Kesef Mishnah. All over Shash. So one famous one is around the end of the, at the bottom of the first Amud in Psachim. Aleph Amud Aleph Adap Yerif. The Ran says, why does Torah say not allowed to own chametz? It's such a funny type of this is Doraisa. Why can't own it?
Maybe you're gonna eat it.
He says, because it's a Gzeira Doraisa, positive mamish, not to eat. He says, there's more concern, Tosfos explains, you never eat pork. We used to not eat pork. But normally we do eat chametz. So 1 week a year you're not supposed to eat chametz. If you're gonna own chametz to have around the house, it's likely you're gonna end up eating it. So the Torah made a Gzeira. So in order to make sure over the course of that week of Pesach, you don't eat the chametz, you not even own the chametz. A din daraisa by Rabbi Matze, siyag atu, gzeira atu, the other din daraisa of achilas chametz. And there are a number of other famous examples, one of which we'll get to mention soon in Perek Yud Aleph of Maseilas Yashar, Negiya, and so forth. But another example, Kesef Mishnah writes in Tumas Meis, Perek Aleph of Achabeis, Bishul, why Torah forbid cooking basar b'chal? What's wrong with cooking basar b'chal? The answer is, it's really an issue of, as we'll see later on, creating basar b'chal. The issue of the rights of eating basar b'chal is only when they're cooked together. And the Torah said, don't create it because you might come to eat it. The reason why you're not allowed to cook it is gzeira otu achila. It's a siyag daraisa. So the Kesef Mishnah says that beferish. And I would suggest to you that the Ritva is probably assuming that too. Because although the Torah said lo sevashal, so isn't it very obvious that cooking is usher, that if the reason why you're not allowed to cook is because shama yavu la'achlo, if it's a siyag daraisa, the Kesef Mishnah says, but then I could have imagined, maybe the Torah only forbade cooking and eating. And I could imagine, if I'm just going to cook it, be careful not to eat it. You know, if you understand the reason for the exhibition is because it leads you to achila, so I could have misunderstood that cooking is only usher if it does lead to achila. So I could have imagined wrongly that bishul alone is mutter. The whole exhibition is because it's a step towards eating. But if I don't plan, if I'm not, I never end up eating, maybe the cook, I could have imagined wrongly that the cooking is mutter. Says the Ritva, that's why the very first thing that the Mishnah teaches Bas Bechalav is you should know, no, cooking alone is forbidden. It could be the reason why is because if you cook, you may end up eating even if you don't plan to, but understand that the cooking alone is a siyag, but it's asr in and of itself. Even if you never end up eating, the cooking itself is asr. That's the first thing the Mishnah needs to tell me. And now we understand why it needs to be said. And the Mela, the word kol, in that phrase, in that sentence, kol basa asr l'ashu b'chol, we say kol basa, not just basa asr l'ashu b'chol, kol basa, that already includes baris b'chutzars, 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 and then we have the first word in the parak knocked out the need for the whole classic formula. I'm glad to stick around for questions.